for listening to the Widnes Rugby Chat podcast, available every Wednesday on iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom and widnesrugby.com.
On this week's show, we catch up with Widnes coach Tim Sheens and Jack Owens after the win over Batley, and we look ahead to the next game at home to London Broncos. Hello, welcome to Widnes Rugby Chat episode 39 with me, James Gordon. Coming up on the show, we've got interviews with Tim Sheens and Jack Owens, thanks to Adrian Jackson and John Lawless. That came after the win over Batley at the weekend. We'll look ahead to the London game too and talk Challenge Cup as well. Just going back to that Batley game, well done to everyone who braved Storm Ciara to come out. I must admit, there was a lot of chatter on Sunday about whether the game should go ahead or not. I think in the end, the club and the council were vindicated in letting the game go ahead. The weather was fine at the start of the game. I'm sure some players may disagree. It did get a bit monsoon-like in the second half with the rain. A good win for Widnes in the end. They did lead 12-0 at one point, were pulled back to 12-all by Batley. I thought Widnes lacked a little bit of punch in the middle, and Batley took advantage of that. Toby Everett and Aaron Brown, I thought, were pretty good for Batley. They got back to 12-all. Key try, the Jake Spedding try on the stroke of half-time, which gave Widnes a bit of a cushion. And they never looked back in the second half, it has to be said. 16-0 effectively in the second half. Rugby was secondary for most of that second half as well due to the conditions. So very, very useful. Shane Grady was the man of the match. I thought he did very well. There's a few instances where he worked both in defence and attack. He helped create the first try by going for a high kick off Matty Smith, which eventually made its way out to Jake Spedding. There was an incident in the second half as well where he did a cute little kick to the corner, forced a repeat set, or should I say forced a drop out by dragging a defender back in partnership with Pat Morant, and then ended up scoring off the resulting set of six. So wasn't by all means a comprehensive display by Widnes, but certainly a comfortable win, just as it had been against Oldham the previous week. And hopefully that'll build some confidence leading into what is a real test against London Broncos. A few standout stats that the club have published. Pat Moran, 19 carries in the game. I thought Moran tackled well. I think you'd like him to make some more metres and make some more yards after contact, but I'm sure that will come. Logan Tompkins, if he doesn't end up as the top tackler in the Championship this season, someone will have to go some to beat him. 47 tackles he made at the weekend. Let's hear then what Tim Sheens and Jack Owens had to say after the game.
It was a game today that kind of went in phases, wasn't it? You started off really well, but I thought Batley in that second 20 minutes of the game looked pretty handy.
They did. Some fundamental errors from us, some poor kicking options on last play didn't help. Took pressure off them, and some penalties as well, which gave them the field position. And with their size and their dummy half running, they worried us through the middle. So it's something that we've got to work on. Our edges obviously are playing really well in attack. Defensively, I don't think we got beat on the edges at all, but it's through the middle of the ruck, and so we've got to work harder on that. But I only used two interchange first half, and normally I use three. But we got away with two, but maybe I should have put another one out there, might have helped, but really the Brown, the nine, and certainly Lunt worried us from the middle of the ruck, so we sent a signal to other teams, I think, so we're going to have to work harder.
The try from dummy half must have disappointed you because it was a little bit soft, wasn't it?
Talked about it before the game, that was the first thing we worry about is the guy with the ball, and it starts at the nine or the dummy half. And a simple dummy and got us there. I was pretty disappointed with that. Yeah, it's an easy 6 points, and an ugly. It's not an ugly 6 points, but it's ugly as far as your defence is concerned to let a guy just dummy you and get you there. So the boys that were responsible will be told about it on Tuesday.
So in terms of the half time interval, how did you feel generally that things were going at that point? Because Batley was starting to, I think, gain a bit of confidence. But that try before half time was handy, wasn't it?
It was. I think we were still confident in ourselves, particularly second half. We were going to have a bit the breeze behind us as well, which obviously helps our kicking game. And you could see that storm coming in as well when we went back out at half time. So we needed to get our noses in front and try to keep the field position as far away from our goal line as we could, because they're big and strong, and with two good nines working the rucks, you know, we're always under the pump around the post. So we just played better field position and put some pressure on them defensively, forced some errors. Our kicking game improved, and overall our rotation worked pretty well with the guys going on and off. I used the eight at the end of the night, and I think everyone contributed.
I thought Matthew Smith looked quite comfortable today, and like the general out there, really.
Yeah. I thought Matty was determined to run more, which he did in the first half. And then the second half, when Danny was struggling, Danny Craven, you could see he didn't have any power in that leg to take off. Smithy just took control. Smithy Logan and Jack Owens just took control of the game. And he kicked and he steered us around the park really well. He's very happy with his game, and so am I. So I think that's his best game with us.
I think we gave Shane Grady a mention in dispatches last week. Apart from anything else, he's a handy man to have under those kicks, isn't he, with his height?
Also, yeah. Kick to him on the top of the halfbacks when you kick, instead of kicking the wingers, you kick in behind the halfback. He's going to worry anyone because he's an ex-centre. So it's not just a second row, playing second row now, but he can catch a ball. So, and he certainly worried him, not only with that, just his height generally getting through the tackle. And he's got a skill level with his hands as well. So second game, hasn't since he hurt his knee. Only played half a game-ish last week. He was cramping up at the back end, so he's still probably a month away from being the Shane Grady that we think he can be. But I was pretty happy with something like 70, 65 minutes that he gave us, yeah.
Two wins out of two, Tim. And the good thing is that there's only been two games played today, so some of these other teams are going to have to back up in midweek at some point, and you've got your game in and another win under your belt.
Yeah. Well, I think London played today too, so that won't be... We'll be both playing next week after a seven-day turnaround, which will be... But at home, you know, we've got the advantage of not travelling. So I am... we've got to put our team together. You know, obviously, we're going to have possibly a couple of changes. But our reserves went really well yesterday, and I've got quite a few numbers in that side. In fact, I could probably trust all of them to play some sort of first-grade football for me, given that we're in Champions Super League. But there are a handful in there who've got a lot of experience who can play. So we've got some depth this year. And not saying that we can easily replace Craven, but Joey Lyons has been working with me in the pivots all year, right from the start of pre-season. We've got a number of forwards who can fill the role. So, you know, until Kenny's back. So, I'm comfortable with the fact that we'll put out a first-class team this week.
Jack Owens, Batley proving to be tricky opponents, but you got the win.
Yeah, we went off to a flying start, to be honest. You know, we went 12-0 pretty early, and then tried that. I probably should have stopped, and then, within 5 minutes of 12-all, and we got them back into the game, and we wasn't happy with that first half. Defensively, we wasn't happy. I wasn't happy personally as a back three. So, still some areas to improve in that second half. You know, we showed that we can produce as a club.
But you know, it's a back and front at half time, so that try was quite handy to get.
Yeah, to be honest, the way we come out of that second half, that try did help. It might just been maybe a little mental factor for them, you know, put them down a bit. But we were confident that we needed a bit of a rocket up the bum. And, you know, that's what we got as a group. You know, Sheens didn't come in and moan at us. You know, me, Smeeze, Logan, you know, we said that we thought that performance on terms of the energy levels, the little 1% is that everyone bangs on about. And then Sheens just spoke to us about the rugby side of it. And we corrected our errors and we got the result that we fully deserved.
Crucially as well, prevented them from scoring any more tries in the second half.
Yeah, and I think that's the big thing to look at. You know, we scored some good tries. You know, Grady played outstanding today. You know, he's been a real big asset for us this year. But like you said, you know, to keep them in terms of second half to nil, we defended our try line for about four sets and run off, and we held them out. In this competition, they're going to score tries that they did in the first half, where a hook is just going to show them but dive over. So it was really pleasing to get them to zero the second half, and big game against London next week.
Got to mention the weather, pretty tricky out there at times, wasn't it?
It wasn't nice goal kicking in. One minute it blew right, 1 minute it blew left. So we did it tough first half, they had the win second half. So we sort of mentally, you know, you sort of thinking, let's just stay in this game, let's try and blow them away early. And second half, we can come out with the advantages with the win behind our back, you know. We've got likes of Matty Smith and Danny Craven, as he proved the past couple of years. You know, he's probably got the best left foot in we'll up there with Matt Snead in rugby league and over in England, never mind championship. So we can kill teams with our kicking game, and we're looking really good with the ball. I think we know that as a club, and we just need to sharpen the tools in defence. And you know, I think we're going to surprise a few people in this league.
You mentioned it's London Broncos next Sunday. You're going into that off the back of two wins, so confidence is going to be sky high.
Yeah, look, confidence is high. I think you go into a game confidence anyway. You know, two wins, two losses. Each week you go into the game confident, knowing that you've got the team to beat the opposition. But I don't know. I don't know if London won today or not. If they come away with it, I've not checked the scores yet. You know, one thing you play against London, they're very fit and they're very physical. So we're going to have to turn up next week. We're going to have to start how we started this week, but we can't have that lapse in concentration because a team like London, no disrespect to Batley, they got back into the game, and I think fitness played a big factor today. And I think London's going to be able to match us with that. So it's going to be a tough game next week, but we're more than welcome for him. And we want to try and make us a bit of a fortress here. So we'll welcome him with open arms, we respect him, but hopefully we'll come away with the 2 points.
So before we look ahead to next weekend, it was the Challenge Cup fourth round draw on Monday night. Widnes were paired at home to Oldham. The game will presumably, well, it's scheduled for the weekend of 22nd, 23rd of February. You'd imagine it would be on the Sunday, the 23rd of February. Of course, Widnes already played Oldham away in the league. With all due respect to Oldham, a decent draw, home draw, any home draw is good, but you'd expect Widnes to get past Oldham in that game. Four Super League teams come in the next round: Toronto, Huddersfield, Hull KR and Wakefield. So I've seen a few comments saying need to win this one and then maybe get Warrington in the next round. That's not possible because Warrington won't come in until the round after next. Toronto away is a possibility. I've not heard anything about, I don't think they're guaranteed, they have to play away from home. I'm sure that if you draw Toronto away, you may well have to go over to Toronto to play that game, but we'll wait and see what happens with that one. Good to see as well, a positive response to Widnes TV. There's a few hundred subscribers to that as well. There's a few potential extras or additions to that coming soon. I know a few people have been asking about commentary on those games, so watch this space, I suppose. As well as that, there was the free pie giveaway on Sunday at the game against Batley. The new stadium sponsors, DCBO, responsible for that. It was certainly very busy in the free pie queue at the weekend. So and a fair crowd as well, 3,577 at that game on Sunday, considering the conditions was very good. Be interested to see how that stacks up against London. Now, I said before, London represents the first real test for Widnes this season. You know, with all due respect to Oldham and Batley, those are two games that you'd expect Widnes to win. Coming up against London, who will be one of the rivals for a playoff spot, be interesting to see how they go. London, of course, relegated from Super League at the end of last season, having won the £1 million game the year before. But very much, you could say they're a bit new look. They've lost a number of key players. They've lost Alex Walker, the young fullback, to Wakefield. Reece Williams and Elliot Keir both went to Salford. Ryan Morgan was released after the end of his loan spell from St Helens. Jordan Abdul, who was a key figure for them at halfback. So you're basically looking at they've lost the majority of their back line over the off-season, only really keeping Kieran Dixon and Morgan Smith in the reckoning there. They've also lost a few pack players as well. Jay Pitts, a key figure that went. Luke Yates also went to Salford. And Nathan Mason, who has gone to Leeds. So it's very much, I've been surprised actually at how many people have confidently predicted that London will do very well this season, because I'm still a bit on the fence. They may well prove me wrong this week. They have, of course, signed Ollie Ashall-Bott and Dan Norman from Widnes. They've also added Rhys Curran from Toulouse. He's a very good second rower. Corey Aston has come in from Casford as well. He's always offered a lot of promise. Josh Walters, a former Leeds player who's joined from Featherstone. They've got plenty in that squad to trouble Widnes. Olsi Krasniqi as well. A lot is going to depend on how it goes through the middle. And we saw Widnes were a little bit weak at times against Batley, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. As I say, there's probably seven or eight teams that are competing for these five spots, and this Sunday is really going to be a real sign of whether Widnes are going to be capable of putting up a real challenge for the top five. I'm completely confident that they will be able to. But certainly, if you want to get in that five, you would say that you're going to have to look at beating London at home to ramp home that advantage. London have won 2 out of 2 so far. They overcame a bit of a scare last week against Whitehaven. They did trail 20 points to 18 in the second half before pulling away from the Cumbrians late on. So they've maybe got a few maybe gelling issues, or you know, certainly didn't have everything their own way at home last week. So a lot of potential there. Hopefully the Storm Dennis will keep away and we won't be able to, we won't have any bad weather for this weekend either. But it means 3 consecutive home games as well for Widnes. Don't forget, played Batley already. Then we've got London, and then it's the Challenge Cup against Oldham. The next game after that is the away game at Dewsbury at the start of March. So, you know, quietly confident that Widnes can put a bit of a run together at the start of this season as well. So fingers crossed for that one. Thanks as always for tuning in. Thanks to sponsors PD Law Solicitors, Musical All Sorts, Arnold Gore's Financial Management and Deals the Jewellers. And I will see you next week.